Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw Relationship Radio at its best. Real, Relevant, Raw broadcast. You know what time it is. Every Monday evening from 10 p.m. until 11 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. We are back, listening audience. We are here. We are live. We're in the zone. We're getting ready to get this party started right. This is Michael Teague, your co-host, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host.
Amira Ryan. What's good, y'all? How y'all doing? Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for having me, and welcome back.
Hey, listen, everybody. I want to give us our guest calling number tonight. Our guest calling number is 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Let me also give you our show page. And, Amira, we're grateful for another listener who decided to become a follower of the show. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for becoming a follower of the show. We're going to continue to bring you that relationship development information that you so dearly need. Our show page is www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/real-relevant-raw. Go to our show page, click on the follow button, and you will become a follower of the show. Tonight's topic, everybody, is when everything goes wrong. Listen, everybody, think about this. What happens when everything goes wrong in your relationship? The communication stops or is very conflictual. The sex becomes dissatisfying or non-existent. You're having financial problems, either individually or collectively. Maybe you've begun to see someone else. What can you do? What do you do? Can your relationship be saved? And if it can't, how do you end it? We're going to talk about that tonight. But before we get to that, Amira, so I'm driving home, right? And I'm listening to 105.2 FM, Soft Rock, you know, and I call it. And for all of our Caucasian listeners, listen, we thank you for the love. We thank you for the support. There is no disrespect intended in what I'm about to say. Every now and then, Amira, I got to release my inner white boy.
Ha! I love it.
You love that? I got to release my inner white boy. And you know what? My inner white boy, his name is Biff. So every now and then, I got to let Biff ride. So I'm driving home tonight, and I'm listening to Queen, and I'm listening to We Are the Champions, and We Will Rock You. So I had to get on YouTube and get in the mood for the show and listen to Freddie Mercury. He was an icon in his own time. So my head is, I'm right, I'm ready, I'm here to go, I'm ready to rock. And so, Amira, let me ask you a question. Everything goes wrong. What do you do?
Run the other way. God damn it. Get out of Dodge. What? Quick. God damn it. Quick. When it all go to pot, when it all go to shit, yeah, it's time to roll out. But within that, you know, what makes it go to, you know, nothing? What makes it go to 0 to 100 real quick, or 100 to 0 real quick, I should say? To me, I think the number one thing is sneakiness, because within sneakiness, I could take a whole bunch of branches. You know, sneakiness, was you being sneaky with the money? Was you being sneaky with the sex? You know what I mean? Was you being sneaky with your love? You know what I mean? It's so much. I think that starts some type of breakdown of relationship, sneakiness.
Sneakiness. And so sneakiness enters in. Sneakiness with the sex, sneakiness with the money,
It could start off with just being sneaky with the money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It could be, but that's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? Now it's a problem.
So when everything goes wrong, in your opinion, can the relationship be saved? Or do you run the other way? Like the Chris Brown song a couple years ago, Deuces. I mean, is it over? Is it out? Is it done? Is it finito? Is it finished? Is it terminado? What? Can it be reconciled? Can it be saved? When everything goes wrong.
Yeah, Ken. Absolutely. It depends on how bad you want it. If it's something, if it's nothing there worth fighting for, I mean, you know, if it's nothing there, if you have children involved, you know what I mean, you got some years in, you older, you're dedicated, but it's just something. It's one little snag there y'all can't work over. Sure, I'm a romantic at heart. As cynical as I am, believe it or not, yeah, audience. Hi. Believe it or not.
Believe
been
it or not.
Yeah, you know I mean,
you
my
still like chocolate,
twist
you still
on
like
love.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm still a romantic. I still believe in love. I believe if the work ethic is there, if you want to work on a relationship, you will. That's how I feel. And if you want to work on it, it shouldn't all go wrong at once anyway. You know what I mean? If all of that shit happening at once, the sex bad, the money fucked up, you know what I mean? You lying and missing for dick. If all that's wrong, it's a problem. I'm running the other way. But if we got one factor in there, you know what I mean? Like the money ain't right, but everything else rolling right, we could work on some things. If the sex routine, we could work on some things. But if all that stuff is happening, like I said, simultaneously at the same time, that's an issue. That's a personal issue now, because you don't know how to, you have no self-control over your money, sex, emotions, time, nothing. That's a problem.
So for me, listening audience, and, you know, Amira is in the zone tonight. It's a wonderful zone. She's live. She's wired tonight. She's wired tonight.
You hush.
So I ain't going to tell her that I ain't going to blow up your spot, Mark.
If you hush.
My God. Right? But my God, you are tonight. So listen, everybody, I'm going to make it short and sweet because you know what? Amir is my people. I love having us, my co-host. I'm going to make it real simple. Listen, when everything goes wrong, you can still work it out. Listen, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host,
Amir Ryan.
We'll be right back, y'all. Let's listen to some old school Groove Line by Heatwave. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amira Ryan. What up?
Listen, everybody. Tonight's topic is when everything goes wrong. And we're having some fun in the studio tonight. We're live. We're back. We're doing our thing. Let me give you our guest calling number, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. I read something, Amir, a few years ago that said there are three things that kill a relationship when it's not there, or when it's bad, or when it's conflictual: communication, sex, and money. So maybe you're listening tonight and you can relate to any one of those areas. Maybe you and your significant other, your boo, your baby daddy, your baby mama, your husband, your wife. And it's for everybody, because relationships include not just those who are married, but those who are not married, those who are engaged. So maybe you're listening tonight and this topic rings a bell for you because the communication's bad. Or maybe you don't want to admit it, but you actually don't want to have sex with your partner because he or she does not know how to please you. And you know what? You're wrestling about whether or not you want to tell him. Or maybe because the sex is so bad, you met somebody and y'all snuck to the hotel the other night because your sexual needs are important and they weren't being met. And maybe the money's not right. Maybe there's two different sets of values about money. Whatever the situation is, it's all wrong. So let's start with communication.
Wow. I was about to start with sex, because I got to say this. I got to throw.
Let's start with sex. We can start with sex, Amir. You know, we're going over the top, and we chop it up. We know where we're going. Let's start with sex.
Does that anymore? Who starts out? Because in my perspective, this is not 1950 anymore. You know, the whole courting for 2 years before, hey, I ain't doing that mess. No. It probably go the other way. You know what I mean? But nobody. He's doing that. So to jump in a relationship with bad sex, I don't think that happened. I think more likely than not, the sex start off good and then it dwindles down because the enthusiasm, people get lackadaisical, everybody comfortable, you know, but that's bad. To me, my motto has always been, and this is some real shit, I always been, when you're in a relationship as a woman, you should do your hair more. You don't say you got to do makeup, but you should be at your best at all times. I don't understand the women that get married and run around in pajamas all day and then wonder why your man cheating on you. Well, it's a million other, it's 10 women out here to one man. Why would he and the next chick looking like something? Keep yourself together. I don't care what side you are. And then chicks, well, you skinny. I don't want to hear that. I love a big chick that put their shit down right. All I'm saying is, a woman, you should have some type of femininity about you. So women, us women, us women I'm talking about, get comfortable.
Wow.
Man, in a relationship, we do. We don't want to do our hair. You don't want to do your toes and nails just because you got a man. Like Shante had that song, Shante, just because I got a man, you ain't got to do that. No, he ain't going nowhere. Yes, he is. He might be living in your house for them living there for properties and kids or whatever. You know what I mean? I don't mean he's there emotionally. So I think people don't do that anymore. I just had to say that, Michael, that they don't really, not anymore, jump into a relationship with the bad sex. The bad sex, the sex go bad for a reason. Now, that's
exactly the
point.
Exactly. And you know what? I'm glad you jumped in. And like I said, when we talked earlier, I knew you were in the zone. You know, so the sex can go bad. You know, they say the same thing that we did to get that person, we got to do to keep them. And you know what? You're right. Now, I'm going to deal with your brothers. You know, sometimes, and let me just back up. So the point you made, there's 10 women to every one man. Now, a man who's like a father to me schooled me a few years ago. He said, player, it's 10 women. Listen, ladies, any lady listening tonight, listen to what I'm saying to you now. It's 10 women to every one man per race. So now there's 10 white women to every one man, there's 10 black women to every one man, there's 10 Hispanic women to every one man, there's 10 Asian women to every one man, there's 10 Indian women to every one man. That's 50 to 1, ladies. So any brother who has, whatever his race is, who has a decent job, can hold a decent conversation, and you know what, whether or not he has his own place, but if he has his own place, it's a plus, his own transportation, he feel like he's pimping. You understand? He's not just taking any women's madness. He's just not going to do it. I don't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So ladies, you understand what I'm saying? So, ladies, you got to understand, you know, the same thing you did to get that man, you got to keep that man.
Exactly. And I say it all the time. You know, Mike, I used to only date guys that had a car and a job, you know, because that was my, you know, that was the status. But then I started realizing, like, these niggas might be the worst, these type of dudes, because you got a car and a job, because you got the means. And what it did was, I'm not saying I started dating bums, but I stopped looking at the materialistic. I started looking at a man for a man. If a man, because I understand a black man in America, how hard it is. So I understand if you at Burger King and you don't went to jail for a bid for flipping something to take care of your family, I you know what I'm saying? I understand statistics, and now you at Burger King because you're a record, but you trying.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You got a room. You know what I mean? You might be catching the bus. I started looking different at men like that. Not saying that that's who I wanted to date, but I will work with a man that's willing to work on himself.
So Amir, I gotta approach the situation that you just mentioned. And you know what? I'm going to suggest it's another show topic. And I don't even remember if we ever did a show topic, would a woman date, quote-unquote, beneath her. And I think we did, and we may need to do a part two to that. See, what someone has to do to eat is solely within their purview. And you're right. You see, because I'll tell you, ladies, and I'll talk about your brothers, and this particular part of the show, everybody, is about when the sex goes bad. See, a brother who has something going on thinks he's the shit. You understand what I'm saying? Because he realizes he has a job. He realizes he has an education. He realizes he has his own place, his own money. So there's a certain degree of arrogance some men bring to the dating situation. So either there's certain things they're not going to take, or they really don't feel like they need to be tied down to any one woman. All right, let me flip. Brothers, the things that we did to attract that woman are the same things we got to do to keep that woman. If you were going down and eating it out when y'all first met, got to keep doing that. If y'all were engaging in different positions when you first met, you got to keep doing that. If you was putting on cologne every time y'all went out and got a new outfit every time y'all went out, well, you got to keep doing that. Because, see, Amir, as quiet as it's kept, we as men become complacent too. Sometimes we stop engaging in foreplay. Yo,
oh, I totally agree.
I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
You can only speak on a woman's perspective. I wanted you to reach out. There we go. Now we're talking.
Now
we're having a conversation.
Hey, listen, and we both got in the zone tonight. So listen, I mean, you stop kissing, you stop touching, you stop rubbing, you stop feeling, oh, she just wants a dick. Well, you know, sometimes you gotta prepare. You have to prepare the scenario before you enter in, my brother. You understand? And so as you said, Amir, nobody's going to get into a relationship if the sex is bad from the door. And that's not really what we're talking about, as you know. What happens when it goes bad? See, when it disintegrates, when it becomes routine, when it becomes monotonous. You understand what I'm saying? What happens? Amir, let's take a song. We're going to switch it up a little bit. A little reggae. Right? For all my Caribbean brothers and sisters, Mr. Vegas broke it down. You're listening to Real, Relevant, Raw, Blog Talk Way. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host, the Candy Girl of Comedy,
Amir Ryan.
I'll be right back, y'all. Check it out.
Yo, he's the most gone. Girls, am I gonna like you?
This is the dancing move, yo, we're flying. Every girl at your time. Yeah. Goodness, them step forward and whine. Every good body girl just broke out cause of your time. Man, I promise you the world anytime, then see all your whine. And that get you mad, cause you want every dime. catch funny baby.
Tonight is when everything goes wrong. And this is the first time I've done this in a long time. Let me give everybody a preview of the next couple of shows. Next week, we're going to deal with the topic, show up as a grown-up. See, the problem with our relationships is oftentimes you have two adult children trying to get into a relationship. And if two adult children or one adult child and one adult get into a relationship, it's going to be a problem. And then 2 weeks from now, thanks to a conversation that the Candy Girl of Comedy, Mira Rhymes, and I had earlier tonight, We're gonna pose the question, is marriage obsolete? In our communities, you know, there are more people that are not married than married. In our community, I think, Amir, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think 7 out of 10 children are born to single mothers. So, you know, it does beg the question, is marriage obsolete? And I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were talking about issues regarding relationships, and she said, you know, Mike, it's not just in the African-American community. It is in the larger community. So among Hispanics, among whites, among Asians, you know what I'm saying? So
it's Americans. When they pull,
it's Americans, yeah.
They don't pull ethnicities. They
Maybe
pull,
they
you know, people.
And I mean, let me say this thing. And what one of the things I appreciate about you, and I've always believed this for comedy, you cannot be a dumb comedian. I'm keeping it real. Dumb and comedian is an oxymoron.
You can try, but you won't have any paid gigs.
Yo, listen.
Do an open mic the rest of your life.
But to an audience of one, comedians are some of the most intelligent people going. And the beauty of this, of our chemistry, is that we can flip back and forth. And yes, you're comedic. You bring that raw element, but then you become intellectual. And I like that. So Amir and I were having this conversation, and we just said, you know, is marriage obsolete? Is it no longer even something that people consider? So everybody, you gotta stay tuned because we are building this brand, we are building this movement. I'm gonna give us our guest calling number one more time. It's 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. Call in, comment, ask a question. Just say what you need to say. 646-716-7031. Amir, did you want to jump in and say something?
Yeah, I was going to say real quick, the probably the one thing people don't know about me is that I am an intellect. I love politics. Everybody who really sincerely knows me comes in my house. They already know on every TV it's a different political station. I always wanted to be a lawyer, and my house is filled with books. I collect books. My books are dear to my heart. I remember I just watched a documentary when Jackie Kennedy died. Her son said, you know, she died with her books around her. I wanted my shoes and my books and my child. You know what I mean? My family, when I go, I love books. I read. And I tell my son, and I stress this to the younger generation a lot, you could be on the internet all you want, but it's nothing like finding knowledge for yourself. And my son said, well, how do you know what's in the book is written, what it is? I'm going to tell you the difference what the book is. It gives you a reference. You could go back to a reference point. You could go back to even where they researched and got their facts. Now, if you disagree with facts, that's called, it's a scientific term for it. What is it called? A theology. It's a theory. It's just now your theory, right?
Exactly.
So, but at least it's a basis. The one thing the internet doesn't give you is a reference or a footnote, okay, or
that's
any
right.
kind of research history or guidelines. I could, like I told him, I could put my face with somebody's body up there and you'll take it as God sent. It's that generation, but I just wanted people to know that. And you're right about comedians. We have to be on. You have to always be thinking. And now, but we back to what we were talking about our show. You were
facts.
Saying that. Now, we were getting, because I brought that up to your attention. I wanted to get back to that real quick about the marriage thing. That I do think it's obsolete. Me and my sister were talking about that, that it's more people that are in a relationship that are actually married. And that's any color, you know. I mean, I be checking out the Mexicans. They always got a man. That's the one thing about the men. They make babies, they stay with them women. All right? No matter how big that roast beef get on the side of their arm.
You better stop.
They be seasoning that roast pork real good with that extra meat. That's what that's for, all
right? That's right. That's right. So let's, you know,
they don't even get married anymore, you know?
It's true. It's true.
They're together and having children, but I noticed that, like, damn, they not even – people are in relationships, yes, committed, raising families, but that marriage thing, I don't know if it's such a big deal anymore.
And you know what I think, and let me just say this about marriage. I think, you know, when you think about it, how many of us – 50% of all marriages end in divorce. So that means out of 10 marriages, 5 are going to end, right? How many of us have seen good examples of marriage, and so therefore, how many of us have a model of marriage to go on? However, on the other hand, we see people in relationships all the time, so maybe we have a better model of relationships than we do of marriage. But just for a second, let's get back to the sex thing, because, see, sex may not be the be-all and end-all of a relationship, but it is a very important part. And if I recall correctly, Gregory Hines, who passed, he said one of the things that kept he and his wife together, and I don't remember if it was his first wife or second wife. But he said one of the things that kept their marriage together, even in the midst of the conflicts and the fights that they had, was good sex. So we can't under the value of good sex. And you know what? There are people who I've been with where the sexual chemistry was immediate and the connection was there immediately. Others, we had to work on that connection. And I think because what we see in the movies and on TV, we tend to see, you know, scene one, you know, man meets woman. Scene two, man goes to dinner with woman. Scene three, woman is riding man or man's riding that woman. And, you know, scene four, it's I love you. I mean, and again, when in an hour and a half movie, there's only so much delving you can do. But the fact is, in my opinion, good sex takes work. That said, listen, everybody, let's turn now to communication, then we're going to look at money. What happens, everybody, when everything goes wrong? We talked about when the sex goes bad. What happens when the communication stops? And you know, listen, audience, that communication is a two-way phenomenon. It's not only what I say, it's what you hear. It's not only what you say, it's what I hear. And the fact of the matter is, just because two people are talking, and Amir, I know you know this is the case, just because two people are talking doesn't mean that they're communicating. See, just because I'm hearing what you're saying doesn't mean that I'm actually listening to what you're saying. So, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean, you could talk at people all day long. We hear people talking all day. Instant, we can instant message. We can FaceTime. We can Skype. We can email. But in the midst of all that, communication may not take place. So what happens, Amira, in your mind when communication stops?
That's communication is the sex. You know what I mean? If you don't have communication, you ain't got money, you ain't got sex, you ain't got nothing. Because communication is the sex. You have to say, when you enter somebody in the chemistry, right, and you don't even got to be in love. You know what I mean? You don't even have to be in love. When you can make love to somebody mind the way you want to.
Oh, you better stop. You better stop.
You know, this is grown folks talk now, man. Listen,
I got to jump in. I don't normally interrupt you. Do you know the best sex in the bedroom starts outside of the bedroom? And I call it intellectual foreplay. When you and that other person are just vibing on an intellectual level, on a conversation level, it actually is like its own aphrodisiac. So to your point, the best sex starts outside of the bedroom. And man, I got to tell you.
That is sex. I'm
sorry.
Sex is not the intimate part of sex, but sex is two people coming together as one. And if it's so be, if it's a communication, you know what I mean? When you have relations, it doesn't always have to be physical. It should start with intimacy first. For me, that's where it got to start. You know what I mean? The best sex I ever had was communicating, you know what I mean, getting, you know what I mean, brain effed first.
Once
somebody brain F you, you know what I mean? Your tool could be like 3 inches and you could be in love. Like, he got the biggest shit. You know what I mean? you work with it, you in love. Because it's the word.
Yo.
Everything start with the word.
Listen, boy, listen. I've had conversations with women that by the end of the conversation, it's like, yo, where can we go? You know what I'm saying? Because when you get your mind stimulated, and my father said this, my biological father, and, you know, listen, everybody, as a quick aside, and, you know, Amir, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about, we need to talk about this week, is whether we need to even go to a 90-minute show, because we get into this conversation and we just keep going. But my father said, the biggest sex organ is the mind. The older I get, the more I understand that. And brothers, you know, listen, if you're not making love to your woman outside of the bedroom, you can't expect her necessarily to respond in the bedroom. So it's all about communication. So the communication is bad. What do you do? Let me move on to this, man, because I want to make sure we cover all three of these topics. We'll go to another song, and we'll come back, and we're going to talk about when everything goes wrong, can the relationship be saved? But, you know, money. Amir, can I say this? And I want to start from my sister's perspective. If the money is funny, if the finances aren't right, either from the man's perspective or the woman's perspective, then the whole relationship is headed for trouble.
Not true. I can
not
work
true.
With you.
All right, talk to me.
I could work with you if the money ain't right, but here's the problem. If the money ain't right, 9 times out of 10, on the man's part, if the money ain't right on his part, he can't handle the woman, you know, doing a little more. And that's when they feeling insecure, and that's when they tend to cheat. I don't know why. I don't know why I find that. I've had that situation in my girlfriend's also. When it's time for the man and for her to step up and she doing everything, you know what I mean? You was out cheating and you ain't, you know what I mean? Where that come in? I think it got to do with a man ego. Like, so that's hard for a man.
Ego.
Us women, we've been doing it for years. We continue to carry men. We just do. Sorry.
You know, listen, I don't disagree with you. Let me say, you know, my thing, I'm a little old school, a little new school. I believe in partnership, and I believe that both the man and the woman should bring something to the table financially. And listen, let me just say this for the record, ladies. I've never dated a woman for money because I've always had my own, however much a little, you know. And I also believe that if I'm with a woman, let's say we're married, and even if we're not, we're committed, and something happens, that I should be able to carry the load. So I guess for me, the financial burden, let me just say that. So I guess for me, Amira, I'm atypical in that regard. I don't know if I could ever let a woman support me. I just, my own value system. And you know what, let me just say, I'll put it out there, ladies, my own ego will not allow that, contributing to a situation, to be sure. On the other hand, if a woman was, quote, unquote, at one level taking care of me, then I need to take care of the home. I need to do something else so that at the end of the day, it's still a partnership. But what happens? Go ahead, jump in a minute.
And I was going to say, Michael, not you personal, but I'm just saying it's more men out here again than it, you know, I mean, it's more women out here than it is men. So women tend to do that a lot just to keep a man around. To me, I see that going on a lot. And I ain't going to lie, I have dated for money. You're damn right. Ain't no shame. You damn right.
I have.
Was happy as hell. Yes, I was. Don't get twisted. Was very happy. We had an understanding. God damn it. Yeah, you get a feeling of twist around here. You going to buy these shoes. You going to do something. And we together for years and had an understanding. And I don't think that's prostituting when I'm in a relationship and I love him. We just had an understanding. Yeah, I dated him for money. You're damn right.
Listen, hey, I'm gonna go to one more song. I'm looking down the list.
Don't
right
judge
now.
Me, y'all. I'm just honest in my
hey,
own age.
You know what? Let me say, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, Amir. Because listen, the bottom line is this: everybody, you know how Amir and I roll. We don't judge. You know your situation is what it is. Your life is what it is. We're not placing any value judgment on your decision.
No, and I'm saying I don't do that now. I don't, because like I said in my earlier segment, that now I look at a man for a man. I'd rather date a man, honestly, Michael. I'd rather date a man that work at Burger King catching a bus that's faithful.
I like that.
That's
now,
faithful. If that's I faithful. Know you're faithful and I'm the only woman in your life, I swear I ride that bus with
you. You will ride or die.
I will walk
brother.
A country mile with you, but that's hard to find.
I'll crawl through 12 miles of broken glass.
I sure would.
What?
Ride the bus. I'd ride with you, flip them burgers, bring
like
me
it.
Home some fries, boo, all
it's
that.
Like bring me some McDoubles or the Happy Meal.
Bring me some of that when you get off. Yeah. If you're faithful. But that's even hard to find at Burger King and McDonald's in a man. I'm just saying. My name, I'm Mira Ryans. I'm the candy girl of comedy.
Let me say this now. On the one hand, and I got to say this now. On the one hand, I have not let any woman other than my mother take care of me. But now I will admit this. I am spoiled because, and you know, I've had issues in relationships, et cetera. But I basically have had women in my life who treated me well. You understand what I'm saying? They took me on trips, bought me things, cooked me dinner, did this, did that. Never paid any bills of mine, you understand? But, you know, spoiled. And ladies, let me just say this. Most men who have a little bit going on are in a similar position as I am, and we are spoiled. And see, unless we have some kind of grounding values, some kind of spirituality, we can definitely become arrogant. So, Amir, listen, let me go to the song. I'm going to play one more song, and we're going to come back. You dealt with communication. You dealt with sex. You dealt with money. In the remainder of the show, I want us to help our listening audience to come to a place of decision, because when all goes wrong, either it can be the beginning of the end or it can actually be the basis of a new beginning. We'll be right back.
I agree.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, I'm going to cut this song a little short because we want to give some time to the last part of this discussion. You're listening to Real Relevant Raw on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my co-host,
Amira Ryan.
What's up, y'all?
What's good, y'all? Thanks for listening.
When everything goes wrong, let me give you our guest calling number, 646-716-7031, 646-716-7031. When everything goes wrong, we started off talking about when the sex is bad. Then we continue talking about when the communication is bad. And then now we ended up talking about when the money's not right. What do you do? Somebody's listening tonight. And someone will be listening to the archive version of the show. 21,000 listens and going strong. And you are right in this position. Maybe it's just the communication. Maybe it's the sex. Maybe it's the money. But you know what? You're at your wit's end. So the question is, and we're going to answer the question tonight, because it's all about, after we dialogue and joke and laugh and give information, it's really about helping you improve your relationship. So when everything goes wrong, the beginning of the end, or can it be the basis of a new beginning? What I want to say is this, then Amira, please jump in and talk to the people in a way that only you can. It can be the basis of a new beginning. And anyone tonight who wants to salvage your relationship, even though everything is going wrong, you tune into the right show. So, Amir, listen, when everything goes wrong, can the relationship be saved?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it just depends on how bad you want it and what's the reason. You know what I mean? If you together just for sex, it ain't going to work. If you together just for money, it ain't going to work. You know what I mean? It just ain't. It has to be something there. It has to be a substance, a foundation. If that's not laid first, you know what I mean? And it's not sex, like we talked about before, if you don't have communication, because that's the beginning of sex or intimacy. You know what I mean? So you can't have, if you could have sex, it's just sex. It's love or making love when you have intimacy involved. Once you got intimacy involved, and then you can name it something else other than sex. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. But I think, yeah, it just depends on what are you working at it for. You know what I mean? Do you really want to be together for the long run and love somebody's all of their flaws, because we all have them, as well as both partners loving each other's flaws? Is it to be together for a lifelong partnership? Is it to be together just to the kids grow up? Whatever it is, you got to have an understanding. So
I have to ask you, because you raise an interesting point. Is it realistic to think that you can love somebody's flaws? I got to just play devil's advocate for a second.
No.
Can I love somebody's anger management issues? Can I love somebody's jealousy? And then I'm going to give you a situation. And I don't want to name any one person, but I do want to speak out of my personal experience, right? Can you love someone who's envious, who's possessive? And Amira, I got to tell you, and I'm not disagreeing with you, don't get me wrong, I'm not at the place.
Some people.
Yeah, feel me on this now. I am not at the place in my life, and I consider myself a fairly mature man. I'm not at the place in my life yet where I can love somebody's flaws. I don't do, let me tell you, and maybe you can help a brother out tonight. I don't do jealous, I don't do insecure, and I don't do possessive. On the other hand, is it possible that if when everything goes wrong, if it's going to be the basis of a new beginning, are you saying to our listening audience that you got to get to the place where you can love somebody's flaws? Because that may be the key to making it work.
I'm saying more like if you love someone,
all right,
they come with flaws.
Okay.
You can't say, oh, I love my partner or my wife, husband, whatever, you know what I mean? But I hate all they floor. No, well, then what the hell you with them for? Maybe I said it wrong. Maybe you don't.
No, I didn't.
Love their flaws. Let me clean that up. You don't love their flaws, but you learn to accept it because we all have flaws.
Ah.
Their flaws are too much for you to accept. Well, then, damn it, you shouldn't be with that person. I don't think anybody should compromise.
Right,
I'm not doing that. But I will work with you if it's something there to be worked with and for what purpose. Let me just interject quick. I want to say this, and then I'm going to let go. I wanted to say I'm not here to help anybody's relationship. I can't stand on that. I'm here to do on this show is to give people different perspectives.
I like that.
And then from there, maybe to help your relationship, because maybe then you'll think otherwise than what you've been thinking. Like, damn, I ain't never think about that. You know what I mean? That's all. And if that helps your relationship, what I'm saying, Mike, half the time, you know me, I got messed up twists because that's what I do. It might harm your shit, but I'm just saying. I don't think that I'm the expert to help because I'm not in a relationship. All I could do is add my experiences. And I do know this from listening from other people's wisdom, you'll learn.
You know, it's so true. And I forgot what I was going to interject. But let me rewind the tape just for a moment and say that you are right. We may not love somebody's flaws, but for damn sure we've got to learn to accept. For everybody listening tonight or listening on the archive, and listen, perspective in and of itself can be helpful. I mean, your perspective tonight has helped me, and it's challenged me. You understand what I'm saying? If I'm going to be committed to somebody, I've got to learn to accept that person's flaws. And maybe for those listening tonight, after everything has gone wrong, you understand, the sex, the money, the communication, maybe you're at a point that Amira has just alluded to. Can I handle this person's flaws? Because, you know, conflict has a way of magnifying people's flaws. You understand? And then here's another thing, Amira, that you said. Are you willing to work on it? I think it's what you said. And why are you in it and what's the reason? So even if everything has gone wrong, your relationship worth fighting for. I heard Charlamagne Tha God this morning on 105.1 FM, New York. He said this. He said cheating is not necessarily a deal breaker.
I agree too.
Because for me, if I've neglected my partner, if I haven't met her needs, if I haven't been the man that I said I was going to be or the man that I started out to be, and if she cheats, well, you know what? Damn it, it was on me. Now, if I'm on the other hand, if I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, at least I think I should do, and I'm trying to please her, whatever, and she steps out, well, that's a different story. But cheating in and of itself is not relationship breaker. So the crux of the matter right here is this. When everything goes wrong, can it work? Yes, but you have to find in the midst of your relationship, in the midst of that conflict, something that is worth fighting for. On the other hand, we're both realists. On the show, both co-hosts, Amir and I, maybe when everything goes wrong, it's letting you know that there's nothing worth fighting for. So I want to say this. Do you know you can actually end a relationship well? You can terminate a relationship and after it's over, still remain friends. You come to a mutual understanding that, you know what? All of the things that have gone wrong are a sign to both of us that we're just not meant to be together. We're not bad people. You understand? It's just that we together are not meant to continue to be together. Amir, what's your take on that? Is it possible to end a relationship well?
I think so. Especially when you're an adult, and I do. I think you could do that. I'm friends with people I'm not in a relationship with, never
exactly.
be again, but we're cool. You know, ain't
exactly.
no hate. And then it's other people that I've been in a relationship I can't stand, I want to talk to. But I can't say there's only one person, one God, but Yeah, but nine times out of ten, the guys that I dated, I'm chill with.
You
know what I mean? I'm still cool with it. Ain't, we not going to sleep together again. But, yeah, I do think you could bend and still have some kind of respect and sensibility. You don't always got to be buck wow, MF this and, you know, MF that all over social networking and all that stuff. I just don't believe in that. I don't
believe in that either. I mean, there are people who you can tell every time they broke up with somebody, every time they got with somebody, every time they had sex with somebody, every time they went out with somebody, they live their whole lives on social media. And I don't understand that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to put anybody on blast because we broke up. I just don't do that. And you know what, Amir, I've got to say, I've had that done to me, and I think it's the height of immaturity. If it didn't work, then it didn't work. We could still be cool. You understand? And you're right. I think at the end of the day, it's all about maturity. You know, you can end a relationship with somebody and still be friends. Some of my exes are some of my best friends. It's all about how you do what you do. So, Amir, let me ask you. We're almost done with the show tonight. Are there any final thoughts when everything goes wrong? Any final thoughts from the Candy Girl Comedy?
Yeah, I just want to just leave it with, I think it's always hope. I mean, again, it depends on what you're fighting for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you're fighting for a goal, a mutual cause, one person can't be fighting for the relationship and the other person isn't. If you're mutually fighting for it, I think it could work. Maybe you have to seek some outside counseling. Maybe it's just y'all need to have somebody separate so both of y'all could get some stuff off your chest. I've seen couples go to counseling, even with the preacher, and it worked out and they're still together. You know what I mean? So it just depends on what you're fighting for. Yes, I do believe. But if there's no communication, it's nothing. I don't care if it's about money, sex. I don't care about none of that. That other stuff, materialistic stuff, if there's no communication, you have nothing, dear. I'm sorry. But as long as y'all talking, you know what I mean, I think it's something to fight for or work towards.
Best case scenario, everybody, a relationship can be salvaged even when everything goes wrong. Everybody, I just want to end with this story. One of my favorite movies is El Cantante with Jennifer Lopez and Mark Anthony. It's about Hector Lavoe, who was the founder of, they say, the founder, at least one of the founders, of the salsa genre of Latin music. And there's a scene in the movie, and I forget whether it was at the beginning of the movie, the middle of the end, it's probably in the middle of the movie, when Jennifer Lopez, who played Hector Lavoe's wife, Purity, I think her name was, and they aged her in this particular scene, and you don't know what the question is, but the answer was this. And talking about their marriage, and he had died, she said it was good, it was bad, it was beautiful. And when everything goes wrong, listening audience, and you take that extra step, you make that extra effort, you go back in the ring, so to speak, one more time, you run one more play, then in retrospect, as you look back, once things have gotten better, you can then say, and I've said this to myself about relationships that I've had. It was good. It was bad. It was beautiful. Everybody, you've been listening tonight to a conversation with Amir Rhymes and I, when everything goes wrong. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, Relationship Radio at its very best. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with the Candy Girl of Comedy, my phenomenal co-host,
Amira Ryan. Thanks, y'all. Have a good night, and thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody, we thank you for listening. Let's tune in next week as we talk about the topic, Show Up as a Grown Up. You've been listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, have a good night.
Good night. See you next week.